Mary, Apostle Mary Ashinaka, is a wife of 50 years, a mother and a grandmother of 11. She lives in Pennsylvania with her husband, Stephen, a retired professional structural engineer. He is ordained as an elder of the ministry, serving with his gift of wisdom. Apostle Mary is the founder of Call of the Wild Ministries Incorporated, an apostolic revivalist ministry with the mission helping others answer God's call. Jeremiah 29:13 is the theme scripture, which reads, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." She is an ordained minister consecrated as an apostle, prophet, and is a member of several international fellowships. She is an author of many books with an honorary doctorate of sacred literature. Overall, she is an apostolic revivalist who hosts conferences, prayer meetings, training sessions, mentoring, and collaborating with other ministries. Called by God in a spirit-filled, spirit-led life, she has the mandate to help others get prepared for the Great Commission and fivefold ministry. Walking through many changes in her life to get to this season, she knows firsthand the pitfall and triumphs of following Jesus to unknown places to fulfill the call on her life. Many leaders seek her counsel and mentoring. Through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Apostle Mary creates an atmosphere where the prophetic word can come forth to heal, mend, and soothe. Her ministry will encourage you to be all that you can be through freedom in Christ Jesus. The next voice will be that of Apostle Mary Ashinaka.
Good evening, Apostle.
Well, good evening. Can you hear me, Apostle Marco?
Yes, I can hear you quite well. Thank you for coming and welcome. We welcome you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I just honor you, Apostle Marco and Apostle Irving of I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We've been friends and co-laborers for many years, and we've just enjoyed so many good times in the Lord together. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening to each speaker, and it has just been so very rich. And I just thank each minister for just sowing the word into my life. So I'm just so happy to be here. And I thank you for this invitation to minister at Midwives Arise Global Prayer Conference. And I love the theme, the birthing of divine purpose to fulfill your destiny. And it goes right in with my theme scripture. And I want to read Jeremiah 29:11-14 out of the New International Version. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." So, Jeremiah 29:11, what a beautiful promise that is. If there's any area where we are not right with the Lord. He promises to listen for our voice and to answer our call and bring us back. And that is just such a wonderful promise. So I've been seeking the Lord about the word he wanted to give me for you tonight, and I think it's going to be something for everyone tonight. First of all, the definition of a midwife is the Holy Spirit. We know the Holy Spirit is a midwife without a shadow of a doubt. So when we come into agreement with the Holy Spirit, we become a midwife. It's also an angel. An angel can be a midwife. It's an intercessor. And it's also an assistant or guide to help birth the promises of God. I love that. We need to birth the promises of God. Let's look at Romans 8:22. And I want to read it out of the New Passion Version. To this day, we are aware of the universal agony and groaning of creation as if it were the contractions of labor for childbirth. And Romans 8:26, and in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. I love those two scriptures about the labor that's being done for childbirth to bring forth the manifested sons of God, and also just the super interceding when the Holy Spirit rises up within us. All right, so I have four different categories of midwives that I want to present to you tonight. The first one, number one, for those who are not a midwife, it may be entertaining wanting to ask God for this position. Maybe some of you aren't a midwife. You know you're not, but you really would like to ask God for this position. Well, your time may be coming as you seek God for this opportunity. He is looking for those who will be diligent, those who long to see God's kingdom expanded and functioning well. All right, the second type. Are you your own midwife? Maybe you're your own midwife. Some people are hidden and have not had their calling seen by others yet. But if you are in this position, it is a hard job. It would be like giving birth of a natural baby without any help at all. So my prayer for you today is that God will connect you with others who can help you birth your destiny. Perhaps the best advice I can give you at this moment, if you are in this position, is to submit to God, and you will have an easier time of it. Even though it seems as if you're alone, you're never alone because Jesus prayed for you. The Holy Spirit will help you, and other unknown intercessors are praying for you. You will reach a point where others will see your calling and come alongside of you. Until then, keep praying, keep believing. There is breakthrough for you coming. And the most difficult assignment you ever have as a midwife is birthing your own destiny. But once that happens, you'll be able to be a midwife to others. Okay, the third type. To those who know you are a midwife, the full results of your ministry of midwifery are never known on this side of heaven. You will get some testimonial feedback, some thanks, some recognition, but you are doing it for God's glory, for Christ Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, without knowing what rewards are yours. There's power with a partner to intercede with, and even more so, more power in a corporate setting, a bigger setting. It's a privilege when others can see your gifts and callings in this area. Being a midwife means many things, from travailing prayer to holding a person's hand as they walk through something. All the spiritual gifts can be used in being a midwife to help others give birth. And it's important to realize who are those that we can help. That's a great prayer, to have the Holy Spirit reveal and pinpoint where you can best be used. And the fourth one, to those who were midwives but are wondering why they are not travailing and interceding and birthing like they used to do. Well, I have three different scenarios for this about maybe why you're not doing that anymore. Perhaps you need a rest from the demands of being a midwife. There are seasons when God will give you rest. He will ask you to rest and get renewed. He's just good like that. He's not a hard taskmaster. The second one is perhaps God is stirring you to go in a new direction. It could be a time of studying the word and applying it to your own life. Or you may be getting more education or training. Be satisfied if God wants you to put your strength in another direction for a time. Be satisfied with that. And the third one under this category, where you're wondering why you're not travailing and interceding and birthing like you used to, perhaps you have labored hard and have had sessions of great travail and breakthrough, but you aren't doing that right now. What is the reason for this? Well, have you moved into a leadership position in the fivefold ministry? Look around you. Who are the midwives who are assigned around you? Are you seeing them doing what you used to do? Well, don't be jealous or take on false guilt for not being a midwife right now. Be joyful for their assignments and support them and love them as they lose sleep, as they seek the face of God and position themselves to hear God. And what are they saying? Pay attention to them. Don't put them in a box, but give them access to you at strategic times when the Lord prompts you. And think it not strange when what you have imparted, what you have worked through and for, what has come into the light because of God's glory, that has come, when it comes shining forth through these midwives, value them, love them, because we need the midwives. And it's up to the fivefold ministers to keep them covered in prayer. So that's those four different categories. Those that aren't yet midwives, if you're your own midwife, if you know you're a midwife, and those who are wondering why they're not doing that right now. Well, let's look at the one scripture that Apostle Marco has given us, Exodus 1:15-17. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwife, one of whom was named Shiprah and the other Puah, when you act as midwives to the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it's a boy, kill him. but if it's a girl, she shall live. But the midwives feared God. They did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but they let the boy live. Right now, the sons of God must be birthed into the kingdom of God. The enemy will not thwart this birthing, but he will come forth with fear tactics because the midwives are praying. This is a time when both men and women are being birthed as the true sons of God. The enemy doesn't want the men or the women to know or use their authority to build the kingdom of God. But we need the human temple filled. It's not a building made of hands, but our temples must be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. His glory must be revealed in us and through us. Let's look at the other scripture Apostle Marco gave us, Exodus 1:20. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. There will be rewards for being a midwife or a birther. I'm going to call it a birther. I know there's probably men listening, and maybe midwife doesn't sound too good to you, and you're a birther. And there's also children that are midwives as well and birthers. God's kindness will be a byproduct. You will see an increase in souls and the promises of God birthed. The overcoming of the fear of the enemy and the holy fear of God instead will bring an increase in the kingdom of God. This is how the church is built and how the Christian community flourishes. Okay, I would like to pray for you now. I'm sure whoever's listening, you fit in one of these categories. So I'm going to do some declaring here, and you just receive whatever you think applies to you, okay? Let's pray. Jehovah God, we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth before the throne of grace. And we honor you, we love you, and we thank you for good gifts that you bring to your people. So, Lord, for those who are not a midwife but may be entertaining wanting to ask God for this position, I declare that your time is coming as you seek God for this opportunity. I declare that you will be diligent. And I declare you will see God's kingdom expanded and functioning well. Hallelujah. Next to those who are alone being their own midwife, I declare that you will come out of hiding in God's perfect timing. I declare your calling will be revealed by the Holy Spirit to the right people. I declare God will help you and make it easier. I declare God will connect you with others who can help you birth your destiny. I declare you will submit to God, be obedient to Him, and you will have an easier time of it. Jesus prayed for you. The Holy Spirit will help you. And other unknown intercessors are praying for you. I declare there is a breakthrough for you coming. And I declare that once you birth your destiny, you will be able to be a midwife to others. Next to those who know you are a midwife, I declare that God can use you as a midwife if you are a man, a woman, or a child. I declare that one day you will see the full results of your ministry of midwifery. I declare you will get testimonial feedback, thanks, and recognition, but you are doing it for God's glory, for Christ Jesus, and for the Holy Spirit without knowing your rewards. I declare you will have partners to intercede with privately and corporately because others will see your gifts and callings in this area. And I declare the Holy Spirit will reveal and pinpoint where you can best be used. He will reveal the type of midwife you are, your spiritual gifts, and those you are to help. And the final category, to those who were midwives but are wondering why you are not travailing and interceding and birthing like you used to do, I declare that if you need rest from the demands of being a midwife, you will embrace this season of rest and renewal. I declare that as God stirs you to go in a new direction, you will have revelation and a fresh vision for what he's preparing you to do. I declare as you enter a time of studying the word and applying it in your life, you will study to show yourself approved. I declare as you get more education or training, you will be satisfied as God puts your strength in another direction for a time. And I declare as you embrace the new leadership position in the fivefold ministry, you will locate the midwives who have been assigned around you, loving and using their gifts for God's glory with great joy, and you will keep them covered in prayer. In Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen.
Amen.
Back to you, Apostle Marco.
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Mary. Wow. Thank you. Each of us had one of those categories. I picked up mine right away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to open the line. If anyone wants to say something, if you're on the radio, just press 1 on your keypad. If you're on the phone lines, I'm just going to open it, and you can go ahead and speak.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, first of all, I'm grateful to God that part of this tonight. Thank you, Apostle Michael. Thank you, Apostle Ivan. And I'm grateful to God, to Apostle Mary, for this brilliant teaching that she has taught us. It carried me way back when I was young in the field. I love midwifery. Like what she said.
Praise God.
God, when you are in this field, you have to ask God to join you. You can't do it alone. If God is with you, you will always be the best. When a woman comes to you and she is in pain, first of all, give her comfort. Know the pain as woman is painful. And you start playing with her, talking to her, smiling with her. But in the first place, let us invite God. If you are a midwife or if you have been a midwife, we always inviting God to join us in whatsoever we do. I don't know. I was so blessed I didn't miss this tonight.
It's good. Yeah.
Because if God joins you and you have liver, heart, I know your reward will be in heaven and also on earth.
Amen.
You will enjoy your reward on earth before you go to your Father, and you will enjoy it. Because as old as I am, when I go home, women will bring their children, that man that having children and children. They say, oh, you know this child? I said, no. Oh, you delivered me with this child. I said, oh, thank God. And so midwifery is a beautiful fee. If you are there, tell God thank you. And ask him for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Let him go with you wheresoever you are. Apostle Mary, I'm grateful for this, for tonight, for the word tonight. I'm asking the Lord, let it be activated and manifested in me. Sometimes when I go home, people will ask me, you're not coming to visit the OB wall, the obstructed wall tonight? I say, I'm too old. And on the other hand, my legs are hurting me. I can't stand up. But it's a feast that I love. I enjoy it. And so when even Apostle is talking about midwife, the midwife, and I can retrospect, I was once there. But I bless God through all my journey, 37 unbroken years working. I never had a day birth delivery. No. I never. Because God was with me. I was not doing it because I was great, because I was what? But God was always with me. And whenever a patient came, and I would call doctor, when I say, this patient, I think it's a surgical case. They say, how you know? I say, okay, let us have. After 1 or 2 hours, they'll say, you are right. Let's take us to the surgery. So I have been grateful to God, because it was God who was leading me, not myself. And now today, anywhere I go, even in America, people calling me, you know, your son, you delivered me with. That's the one I'm with. I say, praise God. I bless God for that. So I Amen. Thank you also for this topic tonight. I bless God in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Young. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Amen. This is Madam Lee. I want to bless God for tonight again. Oh, what an awesome teaching, Apostle Mary. Thank you so much for the four categories. I mean, we all found ourselves in one of those categories. It really was enlightening for me. And thank you also for the prayer at the closing that you are praying for us. Thank you, thank you. And thank you, Apostle Marco and Apostle Alvin, for this conference of birthing purpose. This birthing is a huge topic, but we've been learning from all the various speakers. We've been learning a lot. I am so grateful that I could join in and listen and learn. Lord bless you and your wonderful husband, Apostle Michael and Apostle Alvin. God bless us all. Thank you again, Apostle Mary, for such a great teaching.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? If you're on the, let me look, the radio, you can just press 1 Now, I'll see and open the line for you. And if you're on the phone lines, you can just go ahead and speak.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
She's been calling me. I come and stand here. Let me call her back. Let's see why she's calling.
Somebody want to speak?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. God bless us all. This is the daughter of Zion. I want to thank God for our lives. I thank God for my spiritual mother, who is a woman with a good heart, who is willing to give what God has given her, you know, freely. And I really do appreciate that. If I'm able to be able to stand today in a pulpit or on a radio or anywhere to talk, it's because of this woman's sacrifice that she made, you know. And I really appreciate you, Mother. And I thank God for my beloved father here, Apostle Ivan. God bless you, man of God. You know, I don't have words to tell you how much I appreciate both of you. I want to thank God for our speaker tonight, Apostle Mary. Maybe you do not remember me, but I came to one of the programs. I'm driving, by the way. I'm dropping my son to school. So I was in one of Apostle Marco's programs, and you spoke in my life concerning my spiritual life. And I want to thank God, because one thing I believe that when a man or woman of God speaks in your life or give a prophetic word, you cannot just sit back. You got to be ready and make yourself available. And I thank God for all of you. What you spoke, I missed most of it because I was busy with my son. But the closing was so powerful that I met. And I want to thank God for your life. And I pray that God will continue to use you, Apostle Mary. And the word you release upon our lives, may God send us our destiny helpers to move us forward. Because sometimes God bless you with certain things, gifts, and talents, but you need a helper to move you forward. And my prayer is that tonight, that God, as you have released this word upon our lives, may God send our destiny helpers. God bless us all, and I love you all. Peace. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Thanks for that testimony. That's beautiful.
Amen. Yeah, I think you met her in Philadelphia. Yeah, we had one of those meetings. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Okay, let me look at this. Well, I was blessed. In fact, Apostle Mary was my midwife. She's still my midwife.
That's all right. You've taken that role in my life already, too. Thank you.
Yeah, we're still doing that. Praise God for hallelujah. And we really appreciate you, Apostle Mary. We thank God for the word. We're blessed by and we thank God. I'm going to ask Apostle for you to please do a pray for you and do a closing prayer for us.
Well, Apostle Mary, it's wonderful again to hear your voice, and we've been co-laboring for a long time now, and I just love hearing you and listening to your wisdom and your words of knowledge. So tonight has been a wonderful program for me, and I'm sure as the others have also said that they received in abundance. So we just thank you again for coming on and co-laboring.
You're welcome. We give God the glory. He is so good to us.
Yes, yes, he is so faithful, so wonderful. And it's just so good to come together and just share. We thank you.
Amen. You're welcome.
So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for your presence. We honor you in every way that you have taught us to be as your children. We come as children, pliable as clay. Mold us, Lord. Show us continuous ways that we can please you, that we can be our brothers and sisters' helpers, that we can be all that we should be in the kingdom, united, co-laboring, helping others to find a way, those who have fallen on the sideways, to pick them up and stand strong with them. Father God, we thank you for every day as you help us to build that foundation through the sanctification process. Lord God, we hide ourselves knowing that we can stand behind the grace that you put out to be able to see our faces, to give us once more a standing chance. Lord God, we thank you tonight for Apostle Mary, as she has come on to share with us. Share, Lord, as you spoke through her for your children. Father God, we just are so privileged. We're so privileged to have people in the body that can come and study and share and be an integral part in the growth of others. Lord God, we thank you tonight for all those who have come on to share, to be a part of, to be a support mechanism. We thank you, Father, as they have stood as the rock for their families. May your blessings extend to all who have been on the radio, on the prayer line, on all the different facets of media. We thank you, Father, that your word will always be your word. It's never taken away. It's never minus. It's what it is. So, Father God, we thank you as we close tonight. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this great opportunity. And we thank you for Apostle Marco, for bringing together the midwives, for bringing again another episode of teaching, another episode of collaboration, another episode where we all can come together and focus in as we unite as one children, one group. We thank you, Lord. We praise your mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Irving. Hallelujah. Well, we bless God for each and every one of you this evening. Thank you for joining us. We want to say thank you once again to Apostle Mary. And tomorrow is the ninth day. We have 10 days. Today was the eighth day. Tomorrow is the ninth day. And we have Apostle Lavita. She should be on 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. So please join us and let your friends know to join us. I think everybody has received. I believe I've listened to the messages over again. And if you need to get a copy, let me know. I can send it to you because it's recorded. But we appreciate you, Apostle Mary. We appreciate your ministry, your family. We love you. Thank you again. We want to say thank you to all our guests. Let us say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful and a blessed evening. God bless you. Thank you.